This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Once again, folks, to What's On Your Mind, my name's Scott Hennon. Thanks for listening wherever you are, 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC 1460, or KTGO 1090, The Flag West. We are so glad to have you a part of the What's On Your Mind family. We left the airwaves Friday, you know, whatever, not all, a couple days ago. But it feels like there's been like 2 weeks since we've been on the air last because so darn much has been happening. I mean, we had about 10 radio shows in that time on Facebook. Incredible amount of things going on in both the presidential election front and the Dakota Access Pipeline front. And both are very important. They're extremely important. I was thinking this weekend about, you know, normally the week before the election is a really big week because we're just trying to make sure we have checked every box possible on your behalf. And I do have a question for you in that regard, and I want our audience to, you're our board of directors, right? So Todd, the radio guy here, right alongside with me, he's sort of the guy that has the hook on me, right? He can just say, you know, shut up, go away, you've gone crazy, back off, whatever, right? But ultimately, Todd and I...
Scott, I don't have that much power. All I can really do is, I can do that. But
see the power, you know, just like everybody's worried about Donald Trump and his finger on the nuclear button, Todd's got his finger on this button.
Lazy. You wouldn't be worried about either one of those two having a finger on a button, but anyway.
When I hear that button, that's where I go, oh, that's like, you know, kind of the dog collar, you know, zap, you know. Anyway, but most importantly to us, honestly, is you. You're our board of directors. You're the listeners. You're me. Look, if you're not happy, nobody's happy, right? Because everything else kind of goes away. It's just what happens. I got the advice, by the way, in the receiving line at our wedding. My wife and I were married at a beautiful church in Grand Forks, St. Michael's, a Catholic church. Same place the kids are baptized in. I spent 18 years in those pews. Father William Sherman, one of the best of all time. So I get a lump in my throat every time I walk in there. But anyway, we're married there. The reception was actually at Ralph Engelstad Arena. And I'll never forget that receiving line at the Ralph Engelstad Arena. Somebody grabbing me by the collar at our wedding. And two pieces of advice that stick with me to this day that I remember from the receiving line at the wedding, because it's tough, right? You're saying, hey, nice to see you, oh, good, but, you know, and it's moving fast and all that. But these two I remember. One was very helpful. One was very tacky. And I don't even remember who gave me the helpful advice. I remember the tacky advice, but I don't remember the helpful advice. So the helpful advice was, are you ready for this, Todd? And Todd listens.
I'm ready.
So he knows. If mama's not happy... nobody's happy.
No, man, that's
you heard true. That one before?
Yeah. Oh, I've definitely heard that one before.
Yeah, and I have the fridge magnet now. Says, you know, happy wife, happy life.
You need that reminder? I mean, come on,
yeah,
Scott.
I do. I put it on the fridge, so I have the reminder.
Better safe than sorry. Have the reminder, but you should be living it, not just, you know, seeing it when you want to grab something out of the fridge.
I try, but the reason it's on the fridge, like if we're out of milk and I open the fridge and I see that there, rather than go, seriously, we're out of milk and I want to have cereal? I would go, I'm going to run to the store, honey. I know you've been busy. See, that's why.
Well-trained man. There we are.
Exactly. Right. By the way, I shouldn't even probably tell you this, but the tacky advice that I got, and I know who gave this to me. I could really burn this person, but I won't. Said, if you have an affair, Minneapolis is too close. Is that not the tackiest thing ever to say in a... right there. Have you got a party in the studio, Todd? Going on? Sound like you're having a little party there. Yeah, a Halloween party? Kids are trick-or-treating already, or what?
You know what I dressed as? A boring middle-aged guy.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know how I got on that whole story. Honestly, I have no idea.
I'm being asked, "What? How is he getting on this tangent?" And I'm like, I don't know.
Where did this... I know there was a connection, and if we back the tape up, I could tell you, but it doesn't really matter.
We had like 5 days of stuff happened in the last 2 days, and you're talking about refrigerator magnets, so I'm missing it too. And yeah. I'm being asked, and I don't have that answer, and now I'm really in the dark.
Push the button, then. That's your job. You're supposed to push
it. I did. This button's right there. That one right there.
I think how I got on the buzz is if you're not happy, we're not happy. Okay.
Oh.
I didn't need to go to the fridge magnet. Wow. What I wanted to do is
5 minutes into the show, you finally got that point made. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're talking too much. He's telling me I'm talking too much, and he won't stop talking. See how that works, ladies and gentlemen? Anyway, here's the bottom line. This is a big week. And we have, in all honesty, full disclosure, not spent anywhere near enough time on local elections, on statewide elections, on the national election, because we have had, today is day 82 of illegal activity happening at the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. Day 82 of the lawlessness, day 82 of the eco-terrorism. And it is important. I'm not going to get into why it's important today, but what's happened and how it's happened and the precedent it's set and what is going on in this country where there are 200 similar situations happening, not to the degree of this one, not to the magnitude, but similar approach is something you need to pay very close attention to if you care anything about private property rights. So I'm not apologizing. I'm just saying, look, if it's a local story, we're going to cover it, and we have and we will, and we have more news on it today. Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us with an exclusive interview, and you'll hear some things that you don't know but need to know about this situation, so stay tuned for that. We have a life-or-death conversation happening next hour. That's always important. But North Coast Safety Council does some amazing work. They really do. They do amazing work. And Chuck Claremont, the executive director, will be here, along with Shelley Dahl, who's the first aid program coordinator. And we're going to meet a man who is blind. And he is blind because of despite his 20-some plus years in the utility industry and knowing safety and living safety every day at the workplace, forgot it when he went out to hunt with his son. And is blind as a result. You're going to hear that story today on the program. We hope it will help you keep hunting safety front and center as you're out there enjoying what North and South Dakota and Montana and Minnesota have to offer, which is why we live where we live and why we love it here. So we'll tackle all of that. We also have Dave Archambault. We've asked darn near every day, at least once a week, for an interview with the chairman, Archambault, of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. He and a South Dakota tribal chief held a press avail on Saturday. We didn't get the memo, but some other media members did, including KFIRE TV. So they at least broadcast it, and we have it in its entirety. We're going to play some excerpts from that just because we've asked and not had a chance to have him join us. I'm surmising why he is not interested in an interview with us, probably because we would ask questions that weren't asked by KFIRE TV. Or any other media at that event. It was, in fact, embarrassing, the things that were covered in that, given everything that happened a few days earlier. But you'll hear that today on the program as well. And I'm trying to track down a few other folks. Robert Fulbert Sr. was interviewed for a CNN piece over the weekend, which was nothing short of extraordinary, really incredible. And I also would love to visit with anybody that was part of the bridge diplomacy that happened over the weekend. There was an individual, I may be saying this name incorrectly, is how it was relayed to me, but an individual by the name of Arvel Looking Horse, who is with the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, and a very respected elder who has, I think, given us another indication that there's a humongous split between the militant, lawless, eco-terrorism agitator wing, which sadly Dave Archambault has found himself in and welcomed, and the tribal, the tribal leadership, the elders, not the political leadership, the tribal leadership. Pretty significant. We can report on that today as well. How about this Trump campaign? I mean, what happened on Friday to me is not an October surprise. It's the political equivalent of a nuclear bomb. Now, I know a lot of people say, well, seriously, what's the big deal? Everybody knew what there is to know about Hillary Clinton. But we're now talking about Hillary Clinton. We're not talking about Donald Trump. We're talking about her peccadilloes, not his. I think it's significant, but I want to know from you whether or not it is. Here's my two big questions, and then we're going to go to the phones here. Jeff from Williston is first to go. I have other lines open behind him. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Big question. What do you want to talk about? What's on your mind? I'm being serious. We have a week left till the election. I want to know what's most important to you. Is it a local race that hasn't gotten any attention? Is it a statewide race that hasn't received enough attention? Is it the facts of what you're hearing that aren't getting out from the embarrassing coverage in the mainstream media in North Dakota of the Dakota Access Pipeline thing? Is it the Trump-Clinton race? I want to know what you want to know. Put us to work. You're the board of directors. Call us. Jeff and Williston, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Name your vehicle. What do you want? Would you like it at a below market price? You got it. S&S Motors, Inc. Or call 701-444-2341 right now. S&S Motors has built a reputation for honesty and fair dealing. You'll get a better deal at S&S Motors if you give them a shot. Tell them what you want. They'll find it. They did it for me. Found a great Ford Explorer, a couple years old, low miles. Great deal. S&SMotorsInc.com or call them at 701-444-2341. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery auctions include farm retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. Featuring John Deere and Case IH tractors and combines with low hours, semis, grain trailers, and quality tillage, spraying, and planting equipment. For complete information on these exceptional machinery auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Give the gift of light this Christmas. That's right. We're getting close to the holidays. Days are getting shorter. And you can bring what sunshine we do have into your home. Maybe a greenhouse. Great for plants, obviously. How about one for the hot tub? Folks view them as a living room, a family room, a bedroom. A wonderful addition to your home. 19 different styles to choose from my friends at Four Seasons Sunrooms. They're building them all throughout North Dakota. Four Seasons is the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. Over 26 million pieces of glass. And they're made right here in the USA. They'll come out, do a free in-home visit, do an estimate, see what sunroom would look best with your home, with your roof design, give you 3D drawings and lots of pictures to choose the best one, add more space, add more beauty. An all-glass room doesn't have to be big to add a lot of openness to it. It's outdoor living indoors. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you'll get a $3,700 heating and cooling system free, plus special financing. Four Seasons Sunrooms, 701-793-0710.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, it's Halloween. How about that? I'm not much of a Halloween guy, honestly. Halloween, when I was growing up, meant we're going to church, you know, All Saints Day. We'd head off to church and then All Souls Day, and that's when I was a little bugger. I did dress up, but it never was a big deal. And I'm sure this will surprise a lot of people, but my best memories of Halloween was being Dick Nixon. All I needed was a trench coat and the mask, and I was in. Then Ronald Reagan, and, you know, I know. I was Alex P. Keaton as a little guy. It's just kind of always been in my DNA. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can. Speaking of Halloween, this will scare the No Dapple crowd. I'm going to post a video of the ways champions use oil. Yeah. Use oil products. Yeah. Like the helmet on football players' heads this weekend. Oil products. Right? The cleats. Golfers, you know, your clubs. They'll scare them because I know they love to say how bad it is. North Dakota Oil can and does. Check them out on Facebook. You can find that video on their Facebook page or NorthDakotaOilCan.com. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. One other thing I wanted to say on the Donald Trump deal, and then we're going to the phones here. Number one, this race was tightening without what happened from James Comey on Friday, okay? And James Comey is just, can you imagine, just imagine if James Comey didn't do what he did in responding to that letter from Congress and saying we're reopening the investigation. And we find out after it had been reopened days before. That would, is there any integrity in that? I don't think we know whether anything here is significant or not, but the point is they're reopening the investigation, and he's simply telling us that. I don't, you know, what Harry Reid and the others are doing now, after they praised James Comey before, just gives you an idea of how little scruples these people have. But before this even happened, the Real Clear Politics average, head-to-head, Hillary Clinton, Donald Drake, J. Trump, on the 1st of October was 2.7 difference after a bad September for her. A week later went to 4 points in her favor. A week later to 7 points in her favor, right? So this thing is now kind of jumping. Came back a little to six. And then, this is the 21st of October, 6 points. 28th of October, 5 points. You know what it is today? 2.9 points. 2.9 percentage points difference between the two of them. In other words, exactly where it was at its lowest point on October 1st. So the momentum was coming back Trump's way, and that number that I just gave you and all the numbers you're seeing have not factored in the emails. So, to me, the email revelation is an answered prayer. I have to tell you, I really believe it. That's me personally, and I'm telling you. If you're not the praying type, it doesn't matter to you. If you are, it is. Everybody saw this race slipping away, and this, along with the momentum, is a big deal in my mind. Trump wins. I really believe that. I've said that all along when anybody's asked, but I think this cements it. Call me crazy if you want. Jeff in Williston, what's on your mind? You're next.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to address the citizens of North Dakota. I appreciate it.
Glad to have you on. What's on your mind?
Well, last Saturday, myself and some locals got together, and we had a little Trump rally down at Harmon Park, and it turned out real well. We gave out over 1,000 yard signs and 1,000 posters and approximately 600 bumper stickers. And since the turnout was so good, we decided to have another one this next Saturday, the 5th of November at 11 a.m. at Harmon Park. And we just want to pass the word to get it out to everybody to please come out and help us support Mr. Trump in his bid for President of the United States. The response that we received in Williston, people driving by and giving us thumbs up, saluting us, and honking their horns, I'd say at least we figured at least 95% positive and 5% the other way. So we had a really good response. The Williston Police Department did an outstanding job to make sure everything went smooth and we didn't have any issues with anything. And so I appreciate their support as well.
So tell us one more time when in this rally the next one is, Jeff?
It's the 5th of November at Harmon Park, which is downtown Williston. And it's going to go at 11 a.m. in the morning. And we just appreciate, you know, people come out and bring their signs and just try to, you know, get everybody fired up, ready for.
Sounds fantastic, Jeff. Appreciate the call and glad you found some signs. They are out there. Congressman Kevin Cramer gave me a boatload. And anybody that's asked, I said, here you go. I think I have three left. I got to put them up now. I have one up in the front yard, but I'm going to put a few in the backyard and do it up. But track down Congressman Cramer's office if you need Trump signs. He has them. Same with bumper stickers. And let's see, Michelle Columbus. Are you calling from Columbus, North Dakota or Ohio, Michelle?
North Dakota, up here in the middle of nowhere.
That's a better Columbus. That's a better Columbus.
Right up by the border here.
Yeah. What's on your mind?
And I hope that you're right in being a little bit optimistic about us being able to see Mr. Trump actually get into office. Maybe I'm just in a bad mood this morning, but I just think he has really slipped up in these macho, big, tough guy attitudes. And some of the things that he says, I mean, that's okay down in the bar, but he should have more sense than to be running off. I do kind of call it running off at the mouth. And I mean, and maybe he is getting better. I have seen him at he behaved himself pretty good in the first part of the last debate. But, and if we could just briefly mention some of the good things that I think could have happened if we could look forward to having him for the president, is just quite simply that there are quite a number of us in the area who are self-employed, rural, so there's not a lot of, we have shops, we all have aspirations to get a product on the market to create jobs in spite of the recent oil boom. We do have unemployment, creeping up on us here. It's slowing down, and I feel that through the Small Business Development Center, I think that if we can get Trump in there, we will have things coming along that will just quite simply make it a lot easier for us to get into a little bit of manufacturing, get a finished product out of here, off of these here rural sites. And the
I'm completely with you. Which I have to ask you real quickly because we're getting short on time here.
Yeah.
Given that you're saying here's what he'd do if he got in, you sound like Buddy says dumb stuff. I mean, I'm like, okay. He says dumb stuff. She does criminal stuff. Who are we more worried about? I'm not disputing that he says dumb stuff or sometimes says what he says in a New York harsh way. At this point, that's dumb for us to be. That's small ball, isn't it, compared to what
you're
in the Supreme Court?
Well, you're right in the middle of saying something that's making me feel a little bit better this morning. Thank you.
Okay, good, Michelle, good. Yeah. I just think, look, there's plenty of, this weekend, I watched after all of the things came out about the FBI and I was holding breath. I don't even want him to talk about it. He doesn't need to. I can open the paper and find that out. Talk about Obamacare. But Trump is going to do that. He's going to call her a crook. That's his mark. Who cares? Look at his policy. Much more important than the person in my mind. Appreciate the call. Love hearing from Columbus.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093 and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-958-958. 9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Rivalry in college hockey is back, and our What's On Your Mind microphones are headed for the Twin Cities on Friday. This is going to be fun, folks, and I've recruited my business partner, rather, to be part of our broadcast on What's On Your Mind, because he is, I know, I hate to admit this, a Gopher fan. I had to whisper. I'm so ashamed I had to whisper it.
Oh, and rodents. Your engineer's a Gopher fan, too.
That's right. Manny's a rodent, too. I forgot.
He lives in proximity. We can give him a pass on that.
Well, yeah. So Steve grew up down not far from there. Anyway.
I grew up around there, but I'm not a rodent fan. I grew up right across the river.
So we'll be there. It's a big weekend. University of North Dakota, Minnesota Gopher series has been off since the Sioux left the WCHA, right? So, anyway, we're going to be down there for our friends at Arvig. Do business. Arvig helps you do that. And Christofferson's Tin Lizzie Auto Body Repair Shop as well. Your car is your baby. Take it to the folks who are highly recommended. Get it? Christofferson's Tin Lizzie's, 2822 First Avenue West in Williston. Man alive, we're going to have some fun down there. Okay, let's get back to the phones here. Governor Jack Dalrymple in just a couple of minutes. Who has been waiting the longest here? Marlon, Battle Lake, Minnesota. There's some common sense out there. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, the whole thing started on Friday, and I was switching back and forth. And CNN had this big thing when Hillary came down the ramp, and they were screaming the questions to her, and they said it was... they were taken off completely a surprise, which I don't believe whatsoever, because they have cell phones, they got television, they got internet, everything on that plane. So I think this whole thing was just a big setup, and you will probably see within a few days before the election, they'll take and throw the FBI under the bus. And the FBI will come out and say, well, there was really nothing to it. And
I don't know that matters. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I can't imagine they say anything when there's, 600 and some odd thousand emails now? I can't imagine now. But let me just ask you this, Marlon. I don't think it matters, right? I think if, for instance, next Friday they come out and say, I guess it's fine. They were all emails inviting people to Christmas parties or something. It brings the whole narrative up. I mean... and the people that are Hillary fans, they're Hillary fans. The people that are Trump fans. The whole race right now is with these 6, 7, 8% of folks who are swinging back and forth. Okay? And I don't think on Friday, if they say something different now, because we've had a week to say,
all the things that need to be said about this woman and all of the controversies that follow her, does anybody anywhere think she's honest?
Now, you'll find that there's a this percentage that will not abandon her. It doesn't make any difference. Bernie Sanders said he was a self-proclaimed socialist. Hillary says she's a progressive, which is a connection. And that doesn't make any difference. Because of the education system that the government has had over the past, 12 years, 14 years, there's so much that has been taken out of the history of America.
And well, that's an after action. And you know, in other words, how do we get to this spot? Whatever happens, we have a lot of work to do. In fact, I can't wait to have the time to read again, because between trying to keep tabs on what's happening and Cannonball and this presidential race and everything else, all the normal stuff is gone. But I've got three books on my nightstand that I've been picking away at, chapter here, chapter there, that I think are keeping me going as to, you know, all right, no matter what happens in this election, we still have a lot of work to do in bringing this country back to some semblance of what the founding fathers envisioned. And the three are Pete Hegseth's book, In the Arena, By the People, a book by Charles Murray. I was just telling Hiram Drockey, one of the Concordia College's prized possessions, who's, of course, done so much good work over the years, about Charles Murray's book over the weekend. I promised I'd get this to him, so I brought it in with me today. And also, Eric Metaxas, If You Can Keep It, The Forgotten Promise of American Liberty. I'm with you on the education system, Marlon. I'm with you on the stuff we have to do after, but we have some work to do in the meantime. Karen and Solon, what's on your mind?
Yes, I'd like to talk about the election a little bit for the women. You don't get many women call you. Back in 1960-something, I started studying the art of brainwashing and reading about the Korean War experiments on the POWs, et cetera, et cetera. And they're practicing it on you. Textbooks, perfect. Almost all media, practically all papers and newspapers, everything. So the women, they've been trying to convince them that they don't like Donald Trump because he's got a bad mouth and he's stupid in some ways. But the fact of the matter is, if they vote in Hillary, this country is done. And a lot of people say that, and I've studied it long enough to know it. I'm 78 years old. And I'd like to remind those women that are undecided or can't quite like him, it really doesn't matter if you like him. If you go to that, get ready to put in your vote, think about your grandkids, because they're not going to draw a free breath if we don't do what we can right now, because there will never be another election if this one goes down wrong. Thank you.
Well, Karen, please call again. We actually have about unofficial.
I'm still online.
Yeah, unofficial tally, Karen, about a third of our callers are women. By all the, you know, ratings, surveys, it's pretty close to half and half. A little bit more men than women listening, but I think less women are all, you know, you're busy, right? You're maybe not able to call as much. But we do encourage women callers and make a priority to put them up when they come up on the board. So thanks for that. Thanks for saying what you said. And I couldn't agree anymore. I just think it's not about him. It's just not about him. It's not about what he says or how he says it. It's about this country.
She is, like you, it blows my mind that so many people are willing to put her in. They'd rather have a crook than a loud mouth. And frankly, we don't ever know our presidents or our Supreme Court justices or anything else, but there's so many things hanging right now that if they go wrong, we can kiss America goodbye as we know it.
No kidding. By the way, Donald Trump this weekend at all the rallies, he did a ton of them. He goes through the list on that contract, and Mike Pence is a treasure. I'll take Karen's cue here and say, women, if you're concerned about, you know, the tone of Donald Trump or the, you know, demeanor or the whatever, listen to Mike Pence. He was on with Chuck Todd yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press, and he was so good. Chuck Todd, it basically was just like another vice presidential debate for Mike Pence. And Chuck Todd's better than Tim Kaine because it's not an interview. It's a debate when you go on. That's just how Republicans have to do it. And he won another debate. It was incredible. And he does it calmly. He's 10 times calmer than I've ever been. The guy is just has this great temperament and is so good and gets every point in. And he really laid exactly out what you're talking about how many of these things matter. Thank you, Karen. Glad you called. Please call again. Love your wisdom. 800-228-0550. Good talking to you. Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, Robbie and Mandan, you're next. Go ahead.
Hi. Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to tell everybody they need to call the White House and request federal help for our officers right here in Martin County. The lawlessness is getting way too close to innocent people and destroying their land. Everybody needs to call 202-456-1111. Call the White House and tell the president, leave a comment that we need help for our officers here in Martin County.
You know, I think it's good advice. The federal government has ignored calls for U.S. Marshals. Ignored them.
They have.
This whole thing. And I'll tell you, what happened on last week, we talked about it at length on Friday, and I'm going to talk to the governor about it in a moment here, is so incredible I can hardly put it into words, but the closeness we came to blood being spilled is unbelievable. And and by the way, the blood would have been of law enforcement officers, right? I mean, bullets flying by their heads and legs, okay? I thought this was peaceful and prayerful, and there were no weapons. How about Molotov cocktails? Molotov cocktails. How about, burning trucks and bridges and the lawlessness. And all along we've been lectured to about how dare you say these things about these protesters. They're prayerful, peaceful. There's no weapons. Oh, I noticed. And, the fact that the federal government was asleep at the switch and just sort of let this happen, you're so right. U.S. Marshals need to get in here. There are reports that finally the Corps of Engineers, after last week, has recognized, whoa, wait a minute, we can't play footsie anymore. This is another example of how political correctness was darn near done. And I believe there's an eviction notice coming out. I may be proven wrong on this, but I believe there's an eviction notice coming out that they will no longer be able to be on Corps land illegally, as they have been through much of these 80 days, 82 days now of this protest. And they better send in marshals.
Half of the reservation doesn't even want their camp down there.
I know.
They wanted, they ruled, what is it, 8-5 to move it on to Standing Rock Reservation?
It was.
That's five of them council members that represent how many hundreds of other people that don't even want it.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right, Robbie. No question about it. And so the tide has turned. This thing's over. I mean, listen to the governor in just a minute here. This thing is over. And it is just a matter of how and when and why and how it gets buttoned down, including what I'm talking about, the Corps and the eviction notice. But I want U.S. Marshals, to your point, to come right along, make sure that's enforced. That shouldn't be put on our county sheriff's offices and our police department and our highway patrol and our National Guard. Federal government program from the beginning. They can come in here and fix it.
I agree 100%.
Appreciate the call. We did catch up with Governor Jack Dalrymple and all this. A good time to get that in. And we'll talk some more about some of the other things you're talking about here on the program. One thing I do want to get into one of your questions. I asked, and I mean this, and if you want, send a text today, send an email, scott h at flagfamily.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, text Todd at 701-226-8503. We want to know what topics and or candidates you want covered in the precious time we have left between now and Election Day. We've gotten a lot of texts today saying, please go through the measures. We promised we would, and we will. That actually is set for tomorrow. We have debates on all the measures tomorrow on the program. Taking the whole program, aren't we, Rev? The whole show tomorrow on the measures. So that gives you an idea how much we've heard you on that. But others, welcome as well. Governor Jack Dalrymple on what happened last week and what's to come next.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA helps you feel better, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields and North Dakota's oil fields, giving you choice at the pump. You decide what's best for you. And PetroServe USA is home to great specials all day, every day at all of their locations, like the 4-for-4 special. It's the best. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, two cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day, every day. All month long, save on Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white or oven-roasted turkey and cheese sandwiches on wheat for just $2.29. Hershey's standard candy bars, 59 cents each. World's Kitchen jerky, it's great. A 10-ounce bag's only $8.99. Old Dutch family pack of chips, $1.99. Those deals and many more, plus register for the $50,000 giveaway. New winners every week at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing NDSC's HeartSafe program.
It is a program in partnership with the Bismarck and Mandan Fire Departments, and we're also partnered with CENCOM, our 911 system. And what we do is when the fire department goes in to do their inspection every year, they look to see if they have an AED. They ask if they have people trained on their AED, so if they have at least two people trained, and then also that they have it on a monthly check. Having them in public places is really important. National stat is that we should have one AED for every 1,000 people that we have in the state. And currently in the Bismarck and Mandan area, we have over 200 AEDs registered at 100 locations. So not nearly enough that are registered with us.
For more information on HeartSafe or to register an AED, visit heartsafend.org. That's heartsafend.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On your mind, brought to you in part today by our friends in Botno, one of our top 10 towns. Botno, North Dakota is a great spot. And of course, our friends at State Bank of Botno, Hometown Market, Mattern Family Meats, Farmers Appliance, Botno Lumber, and Mickelson Aggregates. Great places to do business while you're up there. Look forward to our next trip there. Should be fun. How about that interview on Friday with Mike Lindell from MyPillow? Did you hear that? If you didn't, we have it on our Facebook page. I had no idea he'd met Donald Trump. I mean, the stories he told about Donald Trump's curiosity about, he said 5 minutes, we talked about God and the cross I was wearing, and, that's why I wanted to meet him, and then it was on to Obamacare and how they run their businesses, and fantastic. We love our partnership with our friends at MyPillow, and you, our fine listeners, support this program when you go to MyPillow.com. Or call them at 800-506-9028 and get the best deal that has ever been offered. It's the premium offer, the four-pack special, two premium pillows. Now, you don't see those in stores. The premiums are only right here, the best. And then the two go-anywhere pillows, so four for $99.98, savings of $179 at MyPillow. All right, 10 before the top of the hour, we did catch up with Governor Jack Dalrymple and spoke with him about Wednesday night, Thursday events in that showdown with the agitators, protesters, I call them eco-terrorists. Get his take on that and also the way forward. And he's given us some significant news clips here, so listen close. For one, how that operation all went off certainly made nationwide news. I wanted to know what his assessment of the operation was.
I think the day went very well, all things considered. As I've told many people, we cannot allow outsiders to take our state highways. We can't allow them to take our county highways. We cannot allow mobs to occupy private property without permission. These are fundamental things that, you know, the law calls for, and we're going to insist that our laws be obeyed, and that's what we were doing. Our law enforcement people did a tremendous job. They moved a lot of people back to the Corps of Engineers land, and they did it in the right way, and I'm very proud of them.
How do you see this ending? When will it end?
Well, I think our hope is that when the work on the pipeline is completed, which I think may be within just a matter of days, they will have pipe laid all the way up to the river. And then nothing will be left but the question of the crossing itself. And when we reach that point, I think it will simply be in the hands of the federal government. Either they will grant that easement or they won't. But in the meantime, there really won't be anything to, you know, to resolve. There won't be any reason to protest until that comes.
A lot of focus from our listeners is on what is this costing, right? And there's estimates I've heard now is as much as $1 million a week. But obviously, it's been a significant enterprise. You told me at one point that you would hold the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe responsible for that. How do you go about doing that? How do you go about getting reimbursed for the cost to the state of this operation?
Well, obviously, it's going to take some time. And, in the short term, we have no choice but to support a county like Morton County. Obviously, they don't have the resources themselves to deal with something on this scale. So we have to step up and help them, both with manpower and with finances. But I have told the federal government that we hold them partially responsible for the fact that this has dragged on as long as it has. They were part of stopping the work on the pipeline for a while, but the strife continued during that period. That adds tremendously to the cost of the law enforcement. So they are responsible, maybe not 100%, but certainly for a large share of it, and we intend to pursue it for as long as it takes.
Can you withhold funds? I mean, what are some mechanisms you could be repaid for that?
Well, we're going to have to look at, you know, all of those options, and, you know, we're looking at a change of administration now, and, you know, that enters into the picture also. And legislation becomes ultimately a possibility.
Are you talking about now for reimbursement from the feds or from the tribe?
I'm talking about reimbursement from the federal government for what they have caused in the way of added costs.
How about the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe?
Well, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, I think, is responsible to the extent that, you know, they have not asked people to return to peaceful protest sites. But, you know, that's a long haul proposition as well. I mean, the Standing Rock Tribe has had a very small role in this now in recent weeks, and they may not have any additional financial resources to work with either.
But to the extent they're responsible, I mean, that's one avenue for reimbursement, right, along with the feds?
It is.
You told me not long ago that Chairman Archambault was
having difficulty getting control. I know there was some dispute back and forth after you said that he told you he didn't have control, and he said, no, I never said that, and later that's been confirmed that he obviously did say that, and other people heard it. He yesterday, in the middle of this, was in New York City. So this week, this is coming down. The warnings are out there. This operation is being held, and he's meeting with New York City Council members. How do you react to that? Should he
like us on Facebook?
We'll give the governor a chance to answer that question when we come back after break, and also hear Chairman Archibald from over the weekend. Stay tuned.
Have I got a deal for you from Titan Outlet Store. And if you tell them I sent you, you'll save 11% on this new 2013 Case IH 1255 planter. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, 2-point hitch, dry clutch, has the bulk fill, 22 gallons per minute, fertilizer with the tank bulk fill, Pro 700 monitor, no roll markers, rear towing hitch, and more. Check it out at TitanOutletStore.com right now or call 218-233-3700. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll save 11%. TitanOutletStore.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Listening to